worship and celebration of all that you're doing in the lives of our young people and the lives of our church. We ask, Lord, these few moments that we have together, draw us close to you and everything that's said and done to bring honor and glory to your name. If there's one here that does not know you as their Lord and Savior today, pray that this would be the day that they'll make the most important decision, get on the most important path of their life, and that is to trust you for their forgiveness of sins. I pray that you'll draw every Christian, Lord, closer to you, that we'll all be honest and examine our lives before you this morning in light of the Word of God. And whatever decisions we need to make this morning, we'll make them. And in doing so, we'll bring honor and glory to your precious name. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. At a time like this, when we honor those around us who are embarking on these great moments of their life, their graduations from high school or maybe from college, it gives us, as those who have passed by those moments before, it's a time to reflect just a little bit. We look back on our graduations. We look back on our times when we were there in the same place you are today. And we think back about all the journey that we have taken since then. And you know, it's very good for us. It's a healthy spiritual exercise from time to time for us to evaluate our path and the path that we're on for the Lord. It's a good idea to take and seek God and spend time meditating upon the Word of God and seeking His direction about God's plan for your life. Now, this short verse of Scripture we find in Psalm 16 is just one of many verses that we could use to help us to understand what it is that God has a desire for us. I think one of the great tragedies of the Christian life is that many of us miss out on the truth of the fact that God desires more for you than you could ever imagine. God's desire for you and success and blessings and happiness is more than you could understand or comprehend this morning. If somebody had told me that when I was graduating from high school, I would have looked at them and thought, you're out of your mind. You're crazy. In fact, if we stood and could see what God sees for us, if we had stood at our high school or our college graduations and could see the next 10, 15, 20, 25 years down the road, it would have absolutely scared us to death to know what God was going to do in the years ahead. It's a good thing God doesn't show us all that to start with. All He asks for you to do is just trust Him one step at a time. Follow His life. Follow His plan for your life. So as we look at this passage of Scripture, just three simple things this morning I believe will be an encouragement and help you. And really, to be honest, maybe it's time that some of us may are not graduating. We're not having to put on cap and gown anytime in the next few days. But you know, there are some other things that are going on in some of our lives. There are some other decisions that you're getting ready to make. There are other aspects of your life as a Christian that you need to make decisions for. I believe these things will help you as well. Notice number one. We see in this verse, we see God's path for you. God's path for you. Notice He says in verse 11, Thou wilt show me the path of life. You know, we find as we've studied in school, we see that God's design and order can be seen everywhere. Just go outside and look up in the sky. See the planets. Look around and see the leaves of the trees. When it snows, and doesn't do that much in the south, but when it does, when you're going to get your milk and bread, just pause for just a little bit and look at the snowflakes. They tell us that there's no two snowflakes exactly alike. Doctors tell us that there's no two single fingerprints on different that are exactly alike. You are a unique creation of God. God's order and design is not just in nature, but it is in the crown of His creation. That is you, and that is me. You see, nature has no power of choice. But God has given man a choice to accept or reject the plan that God has for each of us. He's given us a life. We could accept God's plan, we could reject God's plan. And it is the Word of God that helps us to understand the plan of life. You're in Psalms, and one of the wonderful Psalm verses that help us to understand this is that real long one, a few pages over in Psalm 119. And he says in verse 105 of Psalm 119, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." God's path for you this morning is the fact is found and in the fact of the Word of God. The reason many times we don't understand what God wants for us is because we've gotten out of His Word. But if you understand the fact that His Word gives you the light, His Word is the lamp, and His Word helps you to see the path that God has for you, there'll become times in your lives all of us will face a crossroads of decisions. It could be major decisions about college and schooling, friends. It could be about marriage and children. It could be about jobs and careers and all of the things that are involved in those things. There'll be those times will come more often than you could ever imagine. And that's why you need to make sure that as you follow God's path for your life, you follow that path under the direction and obedience to the Word of God. Let me make it very clear to our graduates and those who are seeking major decisions in your lives. There will be people come along who will seem to act like they know more than God knows. Be very careful of those folks. In fact, it's probably a good idea to distance yourself from anyone who tries to tell you something differently than you've already found that you're supposed to be doing according to the Word of God. And when they tell you to do something differently and take another path, that's your time to say, you know what, we need to go our separate ways. There'll be some well-meaning friends. There'll be some well-meaning family members. There'll be some folks that you thought you could trust. But if they're trying to direct you in a path that is different than what God shows for you, then that's when you need to find new friends. And that's when you need to distance yourself from their influence in your life. But see, as we go down this path, as God is leading us, as He's directing us, He will never leave you in the dark. When you're following His Word, His Word is a lamp unto your feet, and it's a light unto your path. You ever got lost out in the woods? Some of you guys who like to hunt, some of you guys who just like to be out. Have you ever been somewhere and you're just absolutely, you have no idea where you are and it is so dark you can't see? That's a scary thought. That's a scary moment for you. Listen, that's exactly what God's Word tells you don't have to face as a Christian. If you're following obedience to the Word of God, God's Word is your lamp. And God's Word is your light for the path that He has for you. God has a path for you. And by the way, let me just tell you this. He has a path for every single one of you this morning. As a child of God, He has not left you to your own devices to find your own way. God does not drop us out into the wilderness of the world to find our way back home on our own. God has given you the path. God's direction is found in His Word. That's why you need to stay in it. That's why you need to study it. That's why you need to ask God to guide you and direct you. So notice the first thing we see is God's path for you. Notice number two. We find in the second part of this verse, we see God's presence with you. Not only in His path for you, but notice this, His presence with you. He says, "In thy presence is fullness of joy." Oh, I'm so glad this morning that God does not leave us alone by ourselves on this path of life. God did not put you on this road and say, okay, here's what you do. Do the best you can. Make the best of it where you have to, and we'll see you at the finish line on the other side. No, that's not what God said. God told His disciples, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. God has made a provision in His plan of salvation for us to personally enjoy His presence every moment of every day, and it is through the person and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus told His disciples in the upper room in John 14, before He went to the cross, He said, I'm going to leave, but I'm not going to leave you by yourself. I'm going to give you another comforter. The Holy Spirit of God is going to be with you to guide you and direct you and help you. It is God, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, God Himself, who indwells you from the moment of your salvation to the moment you step into the portals of glory. You will never be without the presence of God because the Holy Spirit is within you. So never ever think that you're ever alone in this walk, in this path. Never think that you have to think about this thing and figure it out by yourself. It is the job of the Holy Spirit as He fills us, He cleanses us, He convicts us, and He guides and directs us each and every moment. There'll be times in all of our lives, and some of you are facing it right now, where you're looking at this path and going, I have no idea what to do. I have no idea where to go. I'm seeking God's guidance and direction. And listen, you will get that guidance. You will get that direction through the person and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God. God loves you so much, He did not want to leave you by yourself. Well, I'm glad today to know that I don't have to trust everybody on Facebook to tell me what to do.
Amen.
Thank God for that this morning. I mean, have you seen some of the advice that people give? Have you watched some of the talk shows? I mean, my goodness, no wonder we got a world messed up with people. Look at who they're listening to. Look at the advice that they're taking. You know, be careful who you take advice from. I mean, you know, just understand that God has given you everything that you need. Now, I believe the Bible teaches us that in the multitude of counselors, there is safety in Proverbs. He tells us we should get good advice. We should get guidance and counseling. And we should get direction. And we should have godly men and women and mentors and friends and brothers and sisters in Christ who we can go to and pray with and talk to. But all of that comes from the leading of the Holy Spirit of God. And anytime somebody tries to give you advice that is apart from the leading of the Spirit of God, that's when you need to ignore that advice. There'll be times that the devil will send people into your life to distract you. He knows he can't get your soul. Once you're saved, brother. You belong to God and there's nothing can change it. But listen, the devil will send people in your life to distract you. He'll send people to get you off the path. There's many people and some who are sitting in this room today that can bear witness and testify. We wish we had made better decisions somewhere along the way. Can I get an amen on that, or am I the only one?
Amen.
There's some of us wish we had made better decisions somewhere along the path. We could have saved ourselves a whole lot of difficulty and a whole lot of trouble. And we could have done a lot more for God if we made the right decisions and if we had listened to the right counsel. But listen, I'm glad to know that God forgives us when we mess up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm glad to know that I don't have to be perfect to stay on this path.
Amen.
Man, if we had to be perfect, we just might as well all go home. Because I'm looking at a whole church full of imperfect people. You're looking at an imperfect pastor. But I'm glad God loves us and forgives us. I'm glad He helps us and guides us and gets us back on this path to be the witnesses and to be the servants of, and to be the children of God that He wants us to be. It is all because of His presence. You'll never be without the presence of God because His Holy Spirit is with you. He is in you. And He says that He has sealed you until the day of redemption. We call that eternal security. That means you can never lose your salvation because the Holy Spirit has put His stamp of approval on your life. Because of Calvary. Because of the blood. Oh, I'm just so glad today that I don't have to worry about going to sleep and wonder whether or not I'll wake up in heaven if something happened to me. I don't have to worry about that. His Holy Spirit's got me sealed. God's got me in His hands. And I thank God for His presence this morning. His presence on the path. Listen, there'll be friends to desert you. There'll be family members who will turn their back on you. There'll be people who said they'll back you up that they won't show up. There'll be people who said they'll support you and you turn around and wonder where they are. You'll never have to worry about whether or not God will be there for you. He'll always be there for you. Whatever decision you're trying to make in your life, whatever direction you're going this morning, just know that the Spirit of God, the presence of His, is right there with you. Notice number 3 and last. We see also God's pleasures to you. We see His path for you. We see His presence with you. And notice the last part of this verse. He says, at thy right hand there are pleasures evermore. At thy right hand there are pleasures evermore. Now, some people want to go ahead and get to the last part of this verse before they fulfill the first part of this verse. They want to get to all the good stuff and the good times. They want to get to the rewards without putting in the work. They want to get to the riches without putting in the time and effort of practice and discipline in their life. They don't want to go down all the path of life. They just want to go ahead and go to the finish line. Now, I don't know if any of you follow, you know, sports enough to where you see track and field events, and the Olympics will be coming up not long, and all these events where there's a starting line and there's a finish line. And there's a path you got to take. There's a lane you got to stay in. There's a road you got to go on. And you got to stay there till you get to the finish line in order to be counted the winner. They're not going to let you start at the starting line and you stand there and everybody takes off and you just say, well, you know what? I just don't feel led to do it anymore. I think I'll just go ahead and go over here to the finish line and go ahead and be done with it and get my medal. I don't think so. Don't work that way. You got to go down the path. You got to stay with the stuff. You got to do all that is necessary to stay faithful and obedient. And then there will come a day, even though that you have to sacrifice and suffer, even though there'll be lonely times and difficult times, there'll be times where you don't understand all that's going on. But understand this, that when you get to the finish line, that there are pleasures at the right hand of the throne of God waiting for all of His children. Now, I'm glad to know that God blesses us on this earth during our walk with Him. And there are times on the path that God blesses us and God uses us and God provides for us and takes care of us and gives us. And I thank God for that. But listen, if all you're expecting of rewards and blessings from God is what you get while you're on the path in this earth, I got news for you, buddy. You got a big surprise waiting for you when you get to heaven. Because the greatest rewards and the greatest blessings are all waiting on the other side. Amen. So don't get discouraged because you don't get everything you want. Don't be downtrodden because you see somebody else who's not serving God, not living for God, driving a bigger car than you got a bigger house than you got all the things you wish you could have, and yet they're not serving God. Let me tell you something, their stuff is not going to last, but what you're doing for God is going to last for all of eternity. Amen. He says it right here in this word, that these pleasures are forevermore. You don't even have to pay taxes on it. Isn't that good? You don't have to worry about it breaking down or rusting. You don't have to worry about going out of style. You don't have to get a new model every so often. You don't have to worry about having to be updated in order to use. Listen, God's rewards for those who stay on the path, who stay faithful and stay obedient, are pleasures that you cannot even imagine this morning. It's waiting for you at the finish line. God's plan for His people includes pleasures for everyone. You know, it's sad to say, but we've got friends. And dear brothers and sisters, and I think they mean well. I think they're just confused, Brother Scott. They just got it all mixed up. They think that God's pleasures and all the prosperity is going to happen in this world. But it's not. He didn't promise that. He did promise to meet your needs. He did promise that He'll provide for you. He did promise that He'll never leave you or forsake you. He did promise to make sure that you have what you need and you'll make it to the other side. He did promise that, but He didn't promise you your mansions on this side of glory. He promised them on the other side of glory. And if you get to live in a nice house on this side, then thank God for that. But understand, that's not the ultimate prize for you. The ultimate rewards are waiting on the other side. When we look at Him and He looks at us, as we cross the finish line one day, He says, well done, good and faithful servant. Well done, good and faithful servant. These pleasures that He has for you are things that cannot be taken away on this earth. Jesus told His disciples before He left, He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare that place for you, I'll come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Some of you who are facing decisions, you're seeking direction from God and a path for your life. Understand what this verse tells us, that God has a path for you. Understand that this verse tells us that God's presence is always with you. And understand this, that this verse tells us that there are pleasures waiting for you on the other side. Oh, I'm so glad to know that this morning, that my peace and joy doesn't come from who gets elected to go to Washington. Hallelujah for that. My peace and joy is not wrapped up in who's going to win some sports event this weekend or some title. Glad to know that. My joy, my pleasure is not wrapped up in how much money and wealth and fame that I can accumulate on this earth. That stuff will just pass away. But all that God has for you this morning is wrapped up in a personal relationship, and a following and obedience in your life each and every day. You say, well, preacher, I just can't seem to get direction. Hey, get back to the light and the lamp of the Word of God and you'll find your direction. Get back an understanding that the presence of the Holy Spirit is with you to guide you. Well, I'm discouraged and I don't know if I want to do it. I don't know if I'm going to keep serving God. I just think I'll just give up. Then you're going to miss out on those great pleasures waiting for you on the other side. You know, we think sometimes that, and we give in to culture too often, thinking that we've got to do it ourselves. That this whole thing of the Christian life is all wrapped up in what we can do ourselves. I got news for you. You can't do it yourself. If you could do it yourself, then God did not need to leave the Holy Spirit to be with you when you get saved. If you were good enough and talented enough and gifted enough to just do it on your own, you wouldn't need God along the way. But I got news for you. You need God more than you admit that you need God. And God wants to do more for you than you can realize He wants to do for you today. But you got to stay on the path. You got to be in obedience. You got to follow His commands. You got to do it God's way. Looking forward to the day when He will gather us all to heaven forever. Hey, listen, that may come real soon, folks. The way this world's going, I can't see how it can be much longer. But until that day comes, we need to be faithful. We need to be obedient. We need to walk by faith and trust Him each and every day. Would you bow with me in prayer? Every head bowed and every eye closed. Father, this morning I thank You for Your Word. I thank You so much that because of the written Word of God, the inspired Word that we have, through the guidance and direction of Your Holy Spirit, You help us to understand the things that You've given us. I pray this morning, there's maybe someone here today, they're not necessarily one of our graduates, but Lord, there may be decisions in their lives that they're facing, about their family, about their jobs, about their careers. It may be other things that none of us outside their own family know about. So Lord, I pray that You give them guidance and direction. Lord, help them to stay on the path and the guidance of the Word of God and through the leading of the Holy Spirit of God. Understanding, Lord, that if we'll be faithful and we'll be obedient, You have those pleasures and those rewards waiting for us on the other side. Lord, there'll be times on this earth we don't know what to do except just trust You. There'll be times where there are decisions to be made and we have no answer for it. And all we need to do is just trust You. Oh, Father, I pray for that one today that's in that place in their life. That all they have to do is just trust You today. They don't know how it's going to work out. They don't know where they're going to go. They don't know how they're going to do it. Lord, they're just going to trust You today. So, Father, I pray as we follow the footsteps of Jesus each and every day that You'll lead us along the path, God's plan for our life. Whatever decision we need to make this morning, if we need to be saved, I pray we'll come and trust You today. If we need to get right with You in some area of our lives as a Christian, we've been unfaithful, we've been lacking and slack in some area, Lord, I pray we get down on this old-fashioned altar and do business with You. Our deacons will be here to pray with anyone who needs prayer. So, Father, I pray, let us leave from this place this morning knowing that we're following in your footsteps on the path that you've given for each of us today. This I pray in Jesus' name, and all God's people said.